T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We hear a lot more about the UPMC opportunity. I love the fact that they're doing it. $350 million incentive plan for employees. Starts off with a check. Bam! $500 right into your bank account. Right into your bank account. Pretty smart. All right, man. As you know, today is election day. Well, most of you don't know. You're too lazy to vote. It's the only thing I can... The only explanation, man. You're too lazy to vote. You don't care who the mayor of Pittsburgh is. You don't care. You don't give a damn. I got to tell you this. You got to prove me wrong here. The best pundits out there say 20 to 25% turnout. 20%, man. And the best pundits out there say in minority districts, in off-presidential year elections, single-digit turnout. And you have a black man running for mayor, a black candidate, Ed Gainey. You also have Tony Moreno running for mayor. He's on the line. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. Any better I'd be in heaven, brother. Life is good.
Hey, man. You know, there's a lot at stake here. We're going to make history, whether it's you or Ed. Yet we may only see 20% turnout in the city. Why the hell don't people care to vote, sir? And what can you do to get them out?
I don't know what the thought process is there. We've done everything we could. We've offered rides. We have teams out at the polls. We're making sure that people get calls to remind them. I don't know, Marty. It's a disinterest right now. I'm feeling it out here. I've been over on the north side, over in Brookline, and there's nobody out here voting. It's stunning.
Stunning. It angers you, doesn't it? Because I know you're passionate as all get-go, man.
Well, I just, you know, we brought everything we could to the table. We did everything that we were supposed to do. We hit all our marks. And, you know, I just want people to know that we worked very hard to get where we're at to represent the city of Pittsburgh, and I really want everybody to come out and vote one way or the other. You know, they have a chance to make history here, and they need to come participate in Pittsburgh specifically.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of judges. You know, my race here, we're gonna make history. It's gonna be a big deal. So come out and be a part of it.
Hey, man, the facts are clear. If you don't get big Republican turnout because you're outnumbered at least 8-1 by Democrats, you lose. And you're not seeing anyone vote. That has to get you a little bit, what? Angry,
yeah,
frustrated,
well,
sad, what?
Well, you know, people are going to just do what they feel in their hearts. I can't be mad at them.
Yeah.
I put out my effort, and that's all I can count on. What makes me mad is areas like there's 3 polling places in the West End that are not open. There's one in Hazelwood that is not open. There's places where people can't get to vote because they can't get in. That bothers me.
Yeah, but they generally get to that. They always have some snafus and they fix them. The problem's going to be turnout, man. And
yeah, we need to get people out.
By the way, you hustled your butt off in the African-American community. And as I said, Tony, in off-presidential year elections, single digits, don't, of any election, wouldn't this be the one where African Americans need to vote, sir?
Well, it should be. You know, it's a moment in time that we're probably not going to see again for for another 100 years. You know, there's a really good reason for everybody in this city to come out and vote, and it's because there's a very big opportunity here to get what you're looking for in your neighborhood. So whether it be me or my opponent, you should come out and make your voice heard. You know, a lot goes into this. There's a lot of sweat, blood, and tears that happen for the right to vote.
Tony Moreno, hey, you have seen two of your friends die that are police officers, and you knew them both. Now, there's a third one, and I'm not using any names. There's a third one that was just taken off life support and will die. Yet, you sent out a memo yesterday saying, if anyone is fired for refusing the vaccine, if you're elected, you would take them back, rehire them. Man, your friends are dying, man. Why would you do that? Your friends are dying.
I would encourage them to get that shot. What am I going to fire them because they won't get an inoculation?
Yes.
You know, it's not it.
Yeah.
No, I disagree, Marty. We're not tyrants. This is the United States of America. You got to give them the option. I want if you're not vaccinated, I want you to get vaccinated. You get the one shot. You get the double shot.
Well, you're
shot.
Not vaccinated. How could you tell somebody to get vaccinated when you're not?
I had COVID.
Over a year ago, Tony. And if you even did, and there isn't a doctor in America that would say you're still immune a year later. There just isn't.
Well, don't question my integrity, Marty.
I'm just telling you the truth. I'm not questioning anything.
You said if you ever did, I did have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor affirmed it.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying you're not vaccinated, and you're telling me you've watched friends die. I had this argument with, you know, I have a lot of friends who are cops, and they're very stubborn. And they're dying, man. That doesn't bother you at all?
It does. If you haven't had COVID, you should go get an inoculation. If you have it, go talk to your doctor. I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah, but hold on, man. They're not listening. 40% of your brothers and sisters, and by the way, he knows every cop, and most of them love the guy, quite frankly. 40% of them won't get vaccinated, which means more will die. One of your friends, a sergeant, and you know what I'm talking about, will most likely die today.
Yeah, he is. He's a longtime friend.
Well, how can you tell people that you can't order a vaccine? You're saving lives. Saving lives, man.
Well, there's a lot to that, Marty.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of people that get it that die anyways.
No, that's not true.
That's
not true, Tony. Don't fight with me over this. The data says no. Look, man, we're friends. We are. We go way back here. Hey, man, I've walked the streets with the guy. The guy gives a damn. My man, we met over in Homewood. He's the one that got me involved over there to fix plumbing that no one else would fix. So I'm not questioning anything about Tony's passion or commitment. My only thing about you guys, and I've had so many fights about this with cops, is, man, how can you watch your friend die?
It's not wanting them to die.
Right.
It's giving them their choice.
To die.
How can I possibly make them choose between a career in law enforcement and giving it up because they've made a choice about their physical well-being?
Yeah. Yeah. Tony, good luck today. What's your message to the people of Pittsburgh, sir?
Get out and vote, Pittsburgh. I mean, if you've heard both of us, you know who you want. I'm not going to change any minds right now. Please get out and vote. Show everybody that you care as much as the people who are trying to represent you. Give them that support. They deserve it. These are decisions that are going to be made. Get out and vote. You have time today. They're open till 8 o'clock. Please, Pittsburgh, and get vaccinated. Hey, Marty, I appreciate it, brother. God
bless
you. To you.
Later, man. Go get them.
All right. Bye.
We're friends, but I call out friends, and they call out me. It's called life, man. And I've had, by the way, this was in a big battle last night with one of my closest friends, a big shot in law enforcement about this. It's this crap. It's their choice not to have the vaccine and die? And die.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.